Sunday Parshas Mikvedei, Reb Shlomo Weisbach.
There is a Mishnah Berurah and Siman Sadi, Siv Kotten Kalchesa. We've been through this a few times, and it's going to come up a few times. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Ikka Tvila B'tzibur, who Tvila Shemana Esra, the main part of Tvila B'tzibur is the Shemana Esra, Hayin Shishpala, Asora Anoshim, 10 men should daven, Shem Gedoilim, adults, B'yachad. That is the ideal of the Sinai Shemana Esra. Now, why the commercial Chesha Haman, Sheikha Tvila B'tzibur, Rabbi Shemana Kaddish, Kedusha Baruch, and all that people think, slowly. Only for Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu is really 10 people for no, says the Mishmur. It's called the Chai Odom. The Chai Odom says that the Ikka of Tfilis Lachash, the Sinai Shemana Esra, is to have 10 starting together. Okay, that's what we said last time. That's the Chai what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah. The Maisa, others are lenient that 6 start together. Means you've got 10 in the room together, and 6 of the 10 are starting together, which someone said to me today, he damaged in the shul, he said to me, it's quite often this in the shul. He said, where he is, there are only 6 starting together. He said, the Maestro, finally, when they finish, when there's 10 already finished. They managed to finish, all right, these people, but they're not started together. So I'm not saying it's wrong. The ideal is definitely to have 10 starting. That's definitely the idea.
6 start together, what about the 4 who would join later?
So that's the Shaila, is that called Tfilah B'Tzibur? So some say the Tfilah B'Tzibur, obviously it's called Tfilah B'Tzibur, some say Jewish Shemana Esra is called Tfilah B'Tzibur, that's another Shaila. But if these people know you're going to wait for them for Kedusha, it's okay, maybe.
Why didn't they have 10 men? Why didn't they call them? Why didn't they for Mincha? Too fast,
Moshe. Wait a minute, yeah. So there, that is what you need for the sign of Shemana Esra. The Maisa we said also last time, quoted, the Piskatur brings down, there were Kehillahs that were not Makbidons at all. And they had the Chatchila, you can start with 6. And if you ask them what's better to do with the Chor, it's like better to accommodate more Shittas. But if you go to a shul where they start with 6, you can't say it's wrong. Because there are Shittas which hold that 6 starting together is also called Tfilah B'Tzibur. What? No, I'm talking about the Sinai Shemana Esra first of all. The Chazal Shatz is 3, so that's a Deshia. But up to now, we're talking about the Sinai Shemana Esra. When you start the Sinai Shemana Esra, how many people should be started together? So we're saying the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying it's 10, you should start together, and others seem to hold that 6 is all right, sorry? Is it brought down anyway besides the Pesach Chumas? Yeah, a lot of good
ones.
Device, I think, is quite a few good ones. Yeah.
You
say
6, 5 plus the Chazal.
Looks like, yeah. Right, so that's what we said last time. I'm just trying to find what we're up to.
Why
is
there not 10?
If you haven't got 10 ways, you've got a show, you've got a minion.
That's what I'm saying.
What else did we get last time? Oh, then we spoke about what you do in the Middle of Shemana Esra. No. Right, we spoke about what you do in the Middle of Shemana Esra, what you hear. So you have to take Kedusha, we said, we spoke about last time, you have to listen to him when he says Kodesh, Baruch, Kavod, etc., etc. Yeah. Okay, everybody, so let's move on to today's thing. And we said, today's very interesting. How many people do you need? Now, because it's also Shatz. How many people do you need now to hear the Shemana Esra loud? So the Chazan says the Shemana Esra loud, how many do you need? So here's, I must say, it's very, very interesting. Not Mami's at the bottom of this, but it's a bit clearer than it used to be. That's one that I can say. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this, Kuf Chav Dalet, Simon Kuf Chav Dalet. It says, when a chazan repeats Shemana Esra, Hakahol Yeshlem Nishtoik, the people should be quiet. Or the chavan lebrocha shemavorach hachazan, the land family should listen to the chazan, and answer Amen to the bracha. Yeah. I must tell you, Baruch Shem, I had this chus many years ago to be Eretz Yisrael. I took my son to Eretz Yisrael for after the mitzvah. I went to see Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So we went to the shul there. I remember it stuck in my eyes at this. He, by Chazos HaShatz, had his finger on the place. He was following the chazan with his finger moving along as the chazan was saying Chazos HaShatz. Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, that's what it seems to be you should be doing. You're supposed to be mamish listening to the chazan. Then the Chabakai is on, so I'm just going to now he's to listen to it, so Moshe Brewer says, Heidi, Loi Moshe, also Loi Moshe, my shots, call a brocha, I thought you shouldn't sing with him, you shouldn't do with him, but you should actually listen to me, Mechamen, to what he does. But if we're Mechamen, a soicha brocha, Even if you listen to the end, it's not good. Really, you should be listening to the whole bracha of the Chazan. That's what you should be doing. Then the Chazan carries on famous words. The Chazan says, "If ain tisha mechavnim, if you haven't got nine people who are listening, mechavnim to listen to him, korav liyash berchosah levatora." It's very close to saying that his bracha is bracha levatora. Lachain kol adam yas ha'atzma. Therefore, every person should imagine ki ilu ain tisha zulase. There's not nine without him. V'yachavnim lebichas ha'chazan. And you should listen to what the Chazan say. That means every person, you're short of 20 people. You should treat yourself as though you're one of the ten. Because you don't know what the other people are doing. As someone said to me today, very often, other people are not listening at all, they're doing other things. So you should treat yourself as you're one of the ten and listening to Chazar Shatz. Because if you don't, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's Karav Hadov Elias Brichosu Levatol. You're going to make his brocha, maybe brocha Levatol. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. And I say in Siv Vov, I don't know why Mrs. I jumps a few, sorry, in Siv Zion, a person shouldn't speak at all during Chazar HaShatz. What's an interesting lashon? Who saw him? If he does, who choytei v'god lavoinim in the soil? His avera is too big to explain. The goy boy, you tell him off. Yeah, it's not easy this one. It's a hard one, huh?
You tell him off after.
I'm not sure when. I don't know when. I must say.
But sometimes I have to call people in for that.
If you haven't got enough people, I should call people in for me. Now, I must say, I remember when I was in, I'm not saying where I was, but I was in a certain place, it used to be a rov in the shul, he used to walk up and down, and he used to shush everyone. It wasn't very popular, I must tell you. It's not very popular at all. But he used to shush people who were talking during davening. And I said, Baruch Akshri Dora, it's like, much, much better now, Baruch Hashem Akshri Dora. But it's the thing when I start to understand that it's important to be listening to Chazor HaShatz. The Mishnah Berurah says, because of this halacha, actually, Mishnah Berurah says, so he says over here, the Mishnah Berurah. Nearly, the Bekoyin Zeh, when you're not sure about whether you have 10 people, Yasin Hashat, Beinu, I mean, that's where it's best. If the Shia Sip was not sure whether 10 people are going to listen, 9 people are going to listen to him, the best thing for him to do is to make a Tanayah amongst himself when he starts Chazor Hashat. Shim Lo Yan Tisha Omein Achro, if you're not going to have 9 people answering Omein after him, and being Mechavat his brothers, Shehei At Fila Ahi Betoris Nedova. He should make his Tfilah Nedova. That means the Chazor's going to start Chazor Hashat. He looks around the shul, he says, this one looks like he's a talker, this one looks like he's half asleep, this one I don't know what he's up to, I don't know, I'm going to have 10 people listening to me. So before he starts his repetition, he should have in mind, look, I'm doing Chazor HaShatz now, if I haven't got enough people listening to me, it's Peturis Nedova. I'll have to have Peturis Nedova, that way it's Tefillah is good. That is what Mishnah Berurah says. So far, so good. The problem with this is, and this, I can't really get my head around it, because Mishnah Berurah himself says, Mishnah Berurah brings a Mogen Avraham here, and Mishnah Berurah says,
so why didn't they call them in for davening?
Well, Moshe had to call them in. If they're not listening, you have to call them in. You have to call them in. If they're not listening, then you have to call them in. Ah, oh, where is this place now, game? He brings the Mogen Avraham. Sorry, I wrote this. I'm a test. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah is over here. I don't understand it. The Mishnah Berurah is over here. The Mishnah Berurah says the minig is that people are mitzarif for a minyan and say Chazor HaShatz afid mishi yoydin boi shemasiach v'enei shemei Chazor HaShatz karoi. They use these people even though they're not listening. So it looks like Mishnah Berurah is already bringing down. It's the Mogen Avraham actually. The Mogen Avraham's Loshen is quite clear. The Mogen Avraham speaks about which is Loshen now, but the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says that the Hagen Alman not like this, and the meaning is that they use people even who talk during Chazor HaShatz. Now, the question is what the Mogen Avraham means. It looks like the Mogen Avraham said that you don't need 9 people to be listening. Now, what's going on? Machaber says if you haven't got 10 people, it's Korah Dover. You haven't got 9 people, this thing, it's like Korah Dover, the Brochus, Brochus, Atala. And when Avraham seems to be bringing down that the Minhag HaOlam is to be more Mekel, you can join people who are talking into Chazor Shabbos, listening for Chazor Shabbos. This is a big problem with the Poskim. What's going on exactly? What does it mean?
So, why didn't they tell you
to be quiet? Why, Moshe?
You just said they shouldn't talk, right?
They shouldn't, Moshe. They should not be talking. They are talking. The problem is you have to face the facts, Moshe. Some people do talk. So, some people, there's a few answers to this question. So, yeah, you hear the question, a big question is, what's going on over here exactly? What happens with Chazor Shabbos? Do you need to have 9 plus the Chazan? Or is it enough to have 6 in total? So, from a Shulchan Aruch, it seems quite clear, you need to have 10, 9 plus the Chazan. And what Avraham seems to be saying, the minig is that we include people who talk in Chazor Shabbos, which seems to be saying that even though you haven't got 10 people listed as Chazor Shabbos, some of them are talking, it's good enough. Now, one example, when I looked at the Morgan Avraham, I thought Morgan Avraham was talking about one person talking, maybe. But there's another 8 or so who are part of the minyan. It doesn't seem like that. So there's various answers to this question. I just want to quote you some of the answers over here. Some say that you don't need 10. The ikka is to have 6. I don't want you to do so. You're mad at this shulchan aruch and kufchat aleph. It means you do away with it. It's a chiddush. That's one shot. And the ikka is you only need 6. The 10, you don't hold off. The one in kufchat aleph, you don't hold off. Number 2 is also very similar to this. That's a Morgan Avraham over here. That Maisa, we're also makel not to hold Me'ikah Din like this one of 10. Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says something which I think a lot of people understand. The difference between Chazor HaShatz and everything else. Chazor HaShatz needs to have 10 people in total, 9 plus the Chazan, and Kaddish and Baruch Hu is good enough with 6. So it comes out as a big question over here now. How many do you need for Chazor HaShatz? So I think Avada, the best thing to do is to have 10. There's no shy about that. But it looks like B'Shas HaDchak, when people are stuck, then Efshar one can be Soymuch on this shitta of having 6 and 2.
If Shnei HaTzibur is doing
it as a That's even better. That's an extra sniff. But we're talking, yeah, the Mishnah Berurah, that's why I can't say the Mishnah Berurah says that I say you should do it with Toast and Dove, so when you haven't got 10. But now we're saying that Mishnah Berurah might hold really that it's already enough if you've got 6 in total. Maybe it's more about that as well. So the best is, if you're asking what Halacha and Maisa comes out, really I would tell you like this. Ideally, one should wait for 10. But one has to be practical. In some shuls, if you wait for 10 people, you won't have a meeting very long. No, it's too long for people. They can't wait. Especially if people start late, it's going to be a big problem. You're going to ruin the minyan. The minyan is going to be this battle. So
is the individual allowed to daven along Shimon Esther if he knows that they depend on him?
That's a good shout. I don't know. I'm not sure he's mechuyev to rush himself with a tzibur. I don't know. I'm not sure. You say, is it better to quicken the pace than the mice to have 10 people listening altogether? It's a good question. I don't know what the answer is really. What's better to do?
What would he do before fourth night?
What?
What would he do if he's talking before fourth night?
What would you do if?
If he has a flight to catch, would he also down for an hour or would he down for 3 minutes? How should
you
see
what he's going to get? It's a burden if you've
got
a flight to catch.
I'm saying that because of the tip. He's doing a bad job.
He's not going to get a flight to catch. First, you have to know. I'd understand if you ask me if he doesn't hold by himself what he does. That I can understand. But he's got a flight to catch, it's a one off. It's a different thing. I don't know if it's arrived from there. But I'm saying, lechatchila, it looks like one of the zichah wait, but they all say that the ma'aseh lechatchila, chatchila, one should wait for 10 people, it seems. If there's a shas habchak, the ma'aseh, it's time is pushing, and you know, and you're scared that the minion's going to become this battle, if you wait for these amount of people, then lechur, you can wait for 6. And you can wait for 6, which is 5 plus the chazan. That's good enough. Lechur. Saying it's not ideal, but lechayru, that's what I'm saying. And like you say, the chazan should have a minor tonight.
5 plus the chazan.
That's 6 in total.
That's enough.
Yeah. What?
The shmoneh
esrei. Yeah. Chazor shashat.
The quiet shmoneh esrei.
No, quiet shmoneh esrei. That's another machlokes that we started off at the beginning. Well, that I think should have 10, and they have some hold 6 as well. And I said, that's a machlokes. So my section. So my got 2 things. You got sanctuary shmoneh esrei, which the Mishnah Berurah brings out as 10. And the Ma'aseh, which is a Chachila, again, some say you can have 6. And I would say the same Chazor HaShatz. It looks like from the Shulchan Aruch, you need to have 9 plus the chazan, otherwise called years brachos of batala. But if you haven't got that, you just a shatz at chak, don't want to make it. But when it doesn't come to chazos, a shatz at chak called everyone. If the moshe say mariv, when a person does mariv, for what do you call it, for does kaddish after mariv, there you need to wait for 6. But actually, I was somewhere this week, actually, I had to have my mother, I wasn't in prayer shir, these things always happen. I was the 10th man in the shul. And of course, it was mariv time, and it was quite a fast minion. The mice, they were all finished, they were waiting for me, it's quite a pressure. The mice, I didn't want to tell them, they don't have to wait for me. There's no need to wait for 10 people for mariv. Because for kaddish after mariv, you can rely on 6, that second seems to be okay. It's only, even the people on Machmeh, it looks like, Shulchan Arav was Machmeh, it's only Machmeh Chazoros HaShatz. He says that for other things, you can rely on 6. If you've got 10 people, obviously, in the minion, but 6 are finished and 4 are still dumbing, then you can make them. So Kaddish is Lechera, no problem, for Mariv, and I say Chazoros HaShatz is a bit of a question. That's an interesting question. I mean, you can see how Akadei Kach, the Maaseh Mishabur is very interesting. Mishabur says in one place, in Lamed Dalet Yudalet, that one should not take off tefillin during Chazoros HaShatz. Mm-hmm. In Simon, yeah, it's very interesting actually. He says you should talk about the main tafsir.
What? I think,
if I'm
not mistaken,
Kutsu Merech
says he can't.
Well, I say it's interesting.
What
about Moshi? Oh, what kind of Moshi is? 1 minute Moshi, you're jumping too fast. Lamed Dalet, you Dalet. So, like Eilu Achatz for Heineken, so you put Rabbi in time, he says, Achatz for Esra. But like Eilu Achatz in Twin Darashi, when he could Rabbi in time, take of the Achatz for Shwin Esra, or the MS. Melvad, the MS, really. Melvad, she oisin, she like a din, I'm a voile air, but some cupcakes of Gemo. Gam, try the Chab, but Twin is your chest la shats. He said, it's wrong to take off Twin during Chazoros HaShatz, because there's an inyan to list the Shwin Esra, Chazoros HaShatz. And when you're taking your Twin off, you can't do that. So he times it's not right, Mishabrua says. Now, I must tell you, it's interesting, because the Mishabrua in Hilchot Chol HaMoed, where he says that you have to take off tefillin before Hallel, there the Mishabrua says you could take off tefillin during Chazoros HaShatz. As long as you're machaven to listen. It's interesting. Yeah, the teret is... The teret is there's no choice. By Hallel, there's no choice.
Why? Well, it's after Shmuel, so then take it off.
You want to start Hallel with everyone else?
If the whole million's got tefillin, so after Shmuel, so wait 3 minutes.
That's a good question. That is a very good question. Someone just told me today, actually, in Bells, I think, on Rish Chodesh, that Moishi. Someone told me in Bells and Rish Chodesh that after Kaddish, they wait. What people put Rabbi Tam, I think, is that what you're saying? They wait a few minutes for on Rabbi Tam's bed. Moishi, you see, you're quite right, Moishi, about Rish Chodesh. Shloyach, Moishi.
After Rish Chodesh, they have a hefsit,
they
have a hefsit, about 10 minutes, they put Rabbi Tam.
Right.
Take it off, and then
that's
Rabbi Tam.
Yeah, but the thing
is... Right, here, there's a bunch of rush. I'll give you 10 seconds, take it through half, and then Rabbi Tam. What's the rush?
I don't understand. I don't know the answers. Moishi, what's the rush? I don't know what the rush is. I don't know, but it's interesting. So
what's the problem?
Why?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer, but the mice, it's a good horror. I must say, it's a very good horror. This thing about taking off.
What have you?
What have
you?
You're doing
something. What have you? No. Taking off your tefillin after
Rosh Chodesh,
you don't take off your Shmoneh Esrei.
No,
before Musaf.
That's what a big rush was. That's a big rush was.
Why is that? Rosh Chodesh, I give you 20 seconds to take
it. Before Musaf.
What's
the rush?
What is the rush?
That's number one, Rabbi. Number two, there's also very interesting halacha. You like this, Rabbi Yisai. Can you go around connecting to Stocker during Chazoros HaShatz?
What?
Now, people, there's many shuls actually this year. They go around with a pushka during Chazoros HaShatz. Now, here, that's why I've got a Mishabur here. Oh, I forgot to write that. He says you shouldn't do it with Chazoros HaShatz. It disturbs people. But Tzorich Lishmoya LaShatz. So he's not very happy, Mishabur, about this. He says that a Chayra one should not do this during Chazoros HaShatz. The Maisa, it's a matter that these things come from somewhere.
I don't know why. From Bochum, what? Some shuls are from America. From Bochum to after the shots, no collecting fish.
Oh, really?
From Bochum.
Yeah.
Because it's
disturbed. I know. That's how. I'm just going. No shuls.
That's a good notice, Moshe. That's a good one.
And they're not listening.
Yeah, yeah. So my said, very interesting. So again, it was what we said of today's soap, but it's a quick recap. What we said today, because those are shots. Ideally, one should have 9 oinim plus the chazan. That's 10 in total. That is the ideal. If Bishas had chag, one is scared that one's going to use a minion, or I don't know what's going to happen, it's not going to be work out very well. It looks like there's a mokum to be makel to have 6 in total. That's a chazan plus 5 others. And that's for chazos hashats. For other things like kaddish, so for Maariv, when you finish Maariv, you want to say kaddish, it looks like 6 is good enough. And then you see there's a big Indian during chazos hashats to listen properly to chazos hashats. I say, Rav Chaim, the Maariv, his finger was mummish on the place. Mummish sticks in the Maariv. A long time ago, his finger was on the place, mummish, following as it was. That's what should be for chazos hashats. And this idea of putting on tefillin during chazos hashats, taking off tefillin, putting on tefillin, or going with pushkas is the chayra questionable. How that works.
I'll bring you a good tomorrow. Show you. Now, it says you can't. I'm not mistaken, I'll check it out.
I like that one.